But the old Fairness of Montgomery, some beautiful old homes were on Jefferson Street and places like that. The Nobles and the Westcotts and all different families lived up there.
That's mostly colored now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, there's some white people that have still stayed there, but not too many of them.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that's colored. Where did most of the colored people live when you were a girl? Did they have separate neighborhoods?
Now, they had what we call alleys in those days, and they were just little shacks, and they would be right back of white people's houses, you know. And it was easy for them to get to and from work. And my father, when he was in the city, at one time he was head of the police and fire departments, you know, and would buy the uniforms and things, being in that business, you know, he knew more about it. They'd get them from clothing stores, though. He just always felt so sorry for the policemen. They had bicycle policemen then, and some on horseback, but very few. And he said those men went at night, and after people would be drinking and everything and carousing in these alleys, and white people would hear them cutting up and call the police. Well, they'd have to go in there, and he said, two men and all that. He said, I have never seen anything like it, and they made very little money. And my two brothers were the first ones to ride in the Black Mariah when they had it here.
Oh, really?
And on Sunday morning, and they were just little old boys, about 8 or 10 years old, and they were thrilled to death. They put them in there and let them ring the bell and do all those things, you know, and ride all over Montgomery, and all the children envied my brothers.
I guess so. When you're say 8 or 9 years old, that'd be
that was a big day for them.
Big day.
Let's see. Then there were a few blocks of Perry and Court that might have had places. And my great uncle built a house next to this Capitol Tower, as you know, used to be Walter Bragg Smith. It's a brick place in that. One time it was a restaurant. They made a restaurant out of it. Now it's some kind of business thing, but the people who helped build Birmingham, or their widow lived there, it was General Hal Walker. He bought it from my Uncle Patrick Robinson, who built it, and he built a big old house in the gay 90s around on Lawrence Street, South Lawrence, with a great big next to Walter Bragg Smith's home there. Two-story house, and the McIntyres lived on McDonald back then, church, you know. And I've always thought it was a shame he sold that house. It was such a cute old house, and it's one of the oldest houses around, you know. That house was built in Civil War time, and one of his daughters married a hillman from Birmingham, and that's where they got so much money.
Where did, when you were a girl, where did most of the poorer people live? Was it with any section of the area?
They had some in West Montgomery, some in North Montgomery, and some, I don't know about East Montgomery, wasn't too much East Montgomery then.
It was all farmland.
Huh?
Was that all farmland then? East Montgomery, was that all farm?
Farms, And they had a big park, electric park out there. And where Forest Hills is now was nothing but, big lake out there and everything. That was a big electric park. Oh, we had the best time out there when I was coming up. Every kind of ride you can think of. The ballparks were there. Out at Horton's, you know, Morning View, that where all those horrible lights are that you get all messed up in.